With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The live TVMT video feed of lawmakers working in the state capitol went off the air today. Although an audio stream is still available online, a contract disagreement between the state and the provider of TVMT has shut down the TV broadcast and online video footage. TVMT was created in 2001 and allows anyone to watch legislative meetings or other bodies of government online and on public and cable TV. The contract between Helena Civic Television and the state's Legislative Services Division comes down to money.
It's cost us over 550 hours of uncompensated time.
That's Stephen Maley with Helena Civic Television speaking in a Legislative Council meeting Thursday. Maley says Helena Civic Television deserves payment for the extra work they put in, covering task force meetings, Supreme Court arguments, committees, and trials over the legislative interim. Helena Civic Television's last contract with the state ended August 15th. The nonprofit corporation has refused to sign another contract until additional funds are provided for their past work. Here's Maley again.
What we're requesting is half of what we believe. It's all documented. I mean, it's undisputable that we've done the work at the request of the liaison staff. We've never said no. So we are foregoing half of a claim in good faith.
State officials say the contract does not require additional payment beyond the mutually agreed $275,000 for the biennium. Helena Civic Television Executive Director Kirsten Fabian says she understands they do not have a legal claim to additional funds.
Just think it's a moral claim that we did what we were asked with the liaison staff.
State officials say they will pay $11,000 of the $21,000 requested by Helena Civic Television for their past work. Helena Civic Television turned down that offer. The disagreement in the contract hinges on what TVMT runs as programming and how much programming the contract funds. Susan Fox with Legislative Services says the contract did not require Helena Civic Television to do all the work they want payment for.
So it is not mandatory that they cover every executive or non-legislative state government activity or event.
Montana law requires TVMT programming to include each branch of government to the extent possible. State legislative officials say they hope to have this contract resolved next week, and they expect full TVMT services for the start of the 2017 session. On Friday, Helena Civic Television moved out of its office in the Capitol. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.